I'm sorry, are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And, well, let's start off a little light. How you been doing?
Not bad. Working a lot. Can't complain.
Cool. Still playing that Guild Wars 2?
Oh, most definitely.
Anything in particular?
Well, you know, it's the holiday event, so I've been running the Labyrinth a lot.
Ah.
And now that they've got mounts in the game, they've started adding race courses to all the holidays. So this one actually has two. It has the Labyrinth race, and then it has the Mad King's race course.
Nice.
I think the Mad King one is specifically for roller beetles. So they've got a lot of, you know, areas where you can, like, slide the beetle around the corners and sort of stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Oh, and Path of Fire, the expansion's 50% off right now.
Yeah, I already bought mine. So
I know.
Anyway, I've been doing a lot of Halloween content, but in various games. I've done stuff in Lord of the Rings Online, obviously. Rift, Secret World Legends, and maybe in Trove? I'm not sure. Over the last 5 weeks, I've been, you know, doing Halloween content for my live streams. You know, either making it myself or doing their pre-made stuff when it came out. So it's kind of hard to remember what all I've done. So, yeah. Kind of sick of the Haunted Burrow. That's all I can say.
Understood. It's Lord of the Rings.
I've done it way too much. Way too much. Anyway, since all the Halloween content has either ended or is ending pretty much this week, now's a good time to talk about endings. And,
okay.
You know, like the end of Tryon World.
It is sad.
It is. For those of you who haven't heard, I'll give a brief description of what happened. So Tryon Worlds recently, last summer, bought the assets to Gazillion Games. They used to put out Marvel Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Online game. Okay, well, they lost the Marvel license and immediately went bust. So Tryon Worlds bought the rights to their what was left of the company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to basically try and bring some stuff back, use some of the tech for their own stuff, and basically try and position themselves as a larger publisher of games as opposed to a main developer.
Right.
Kind of trying to transition from the way EA was originally to what EA is now. And that's great.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they apparently were about to become insolvent. So, in steps, Gamigo.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never heard of them either. But apparently, they are a German publisher of, well, pretty much unknown MMORPGs and stuff like that.
Well, they need to have an awful lot of money behind them, or those unknown MMOs may be fairly successful in their market.
Maybe. But, yeah, they're interesting. They're apparently very pay to win, which may be how they can survive. I don't know. This is all just stuff I'm hearing. And mm-hmm. I haven't played these games, so I really can't say firsthand. But es no bueno. And apparently they didn't buy Tryon Worlds straight out. They purchased the parts they wanted to try and, you know, pay back the creditors. It was basically Tryon Worlds could go bankrupt or sell off bits and pieces, basically break the company up to where it falls apart, but sell off pieces to pay off the creditors and then not have to go bankrupt. Personally, it's the same basic thing to me, but apparently the shareholders liked it better. I don't know. This is all apparently about protecting shareholders from what I can see.
Okay.
But the one thing we do know is that Trion Worlds in their Redwood City and Austin, Texas offices used to have like more than 200 employees.
Right.
They have 25 now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else got the boot. Very Telltale Games style, which is unfortunate. I hate to see people get tossed out on the ear like that.
Well, hopefully they'll land on their feet.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess this is pretty standard for the gaming industry, but I don't know. Wow. That's just horrible. But here's the thing. Trion Worlds had a bunch of different games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people, when they think of Trion Worlds, they think of Rift, Trove, the Western version of Arc Age, because that's actually a game out of South Korea.
Right.
Atlas Reactor is a team-based shooter. You know, think something like Overwatch.
Right.
That nobody gives a damn about Atlas Reactor. And they've got a few other games that they have done Western versions of, like Devillion, but
okay,
you know, they're not like a huge publisher,
right?
And their main assets would be, you know, Atlas Reactor, Rift, Rift Prime, Defiance 2050, and Trove. And that's I said the in the that order for a main reason, because if Arcage goes away, nobody cares. There's
right.
Already a lot of people playing on the private servers for ArcAge, the Western private servers, because they don't have all the pay to win. They hate Trion Worlds, so they left and made a private server. And nobody cares about Defiance 2050. Very few people care about Atlas Reactor. Rift and Rift Prime, okay, there's some people playing that, myself included. Not Rift Prime, because, you know, sorry, I don't need that. I'm happy with the regular Rift. I'm afraid it's going to shut down by the end of the year, but whatever. The only game in their entire stable that anybody really cares about was the Redheaded Stepchild that basically was a side project for some publishers. And the company said, oh, you could do this and not really cost us any money? Oh, okay. And they occasionally throw a little money at it to do a little bit of development, but they don't do much with it. And that's Trove, which recently hit 17 million players. It's uh-huh. The biggest game they have by far. It's bringing in the most money. So basically, this happened a few weeks ago as of the time this is coming out. Maybe by now we've gotten more details, but as of the recording of this, nobody has said yet, but when I heard that Gamigo was able to just pick and choose the parts they wanted, you know, they went, oh, Trove, and then maybe this, maybe that, maybe that, the rest of it can just fall apart. So my hope is that Trove and Rift continue, but Rift has a huge question mark over its survival. The only thing anybody thinks is going to make it is Trove, which either you love or you hate. My wife loves it. I think it's okay. It's cute. I don't see myself playing it, you know. I couldn't play it 8 hours a day, that's for sure.
Oh, no. No.
It doesn't have enough depth.
It gets stale fast.
If somebody actually did some development on it and put some effort into new content, new types of content. I mean, right now there's run around and gather crafting stuff, kill monsters, do dungeons.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah, there's their PvP version. They do have their Battle Royale.
Ooh.
But otherwise, there's not a whole lot going on. If they built new types of content into it, gave people more varied things to do,
uh-huh,
that game would be rocking.
That could be.
I mean, it's just so nifty. There's so much promise for the game. And now it's fallen into the hands of a company that's pretty much known for pay to win, slap and dash MMOs and MOBAs. Yeah, that's really not good. And what's worse is that this is the one of the biggest, if not the biggest, MMO in the Western market. It's huge. And this is the sort of game that Activision Blizzard should be running, not Gamigo. I mean, it seems to me some other company should be going, like, God forbid, EA going, oh, so Trion Worlds fell apart and Gamigo now owns that? Oh, okay. We're going to just buy Gamigo and kind of slough off all the crap and go with this. But then the question remains, why didn't they step in and buy Trion instead of Gamigo?
Because there's probably financial issues with Trion or with the Trove that they weren't bringing up.
It seems like there was a lot of issues with Trion Worlds and their games that was,
Shady?
I don't know if shady is the right word, but
Financially insolvent?
yes.
2 days away from the doors closing?
Well, that could have easily been that they, that's why I mentioned Gazillion at the start. Maybe the purchase of Gazillion is what put them in this kind of rocky financial place local, and they thought, well, we'll be able to buy this and then we'll be able to turn it around real quick. And when they couldn't, they didn't have the money to keep the lights on. It's much like Telltale Games, who were rolling along. They just put out a game, things seemed okay, and then they closed because they had put themselves in a bad financial place, were expecting to get bailed out by an angel investor. And when that fell through, they couldn't keep the lights on.
Well, both of those are prime examples of bad management.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You don't risk the entire company on the chance that you're going to be able to buy something cheap, flip it, and then make money.
Yep, that's pretty
Because,
much what it comes down to.
especially with video games, if you're buying something, if you're buying a publisher for one game, and you think you're going to be able to flip it and sell it quickly, don't you think that other company, the one that you just bought, hadn't already thought of that? Hadn't already thought that, hey, if I sell off this property, I might be able to keep the doors open. And they weren't able to do it.
Yeah. But here's the thing. This might just be a fallen Earth. Now, I don't know how well you know Fallen Earth.
A little bit.
It's a first person MMORPG, kind of shooter based, post-apocalyptic game. I was really excited about it years ago when it first came, was coming out because it looked like it was post-apocalypse, but also zombie. But when they launched it, the zombies, quote unquote, were failed clones. And yeah, so it was like, the storyline wasn't quite the same, and the game mechanics weren't quite what I really enjoyed, so I didn't play it much. Pretty quickly went free to play and disappeared. But this game has kept on rolling along, never shutting its doors, as far as I know, for all these years. It just keeps going because it doesn't have very much of a player base, but what player base it has is loyal. And so one company starts to go under, they sell it to another company, and then that company sells it to a third company, or that company is bought out by a fourth company, and it just keeps going from publisher to publisher to publisher on down the line. And each time the game continues to get developed, it continues to move along. And maybe that's what's going to happen with Trove and Rift and these other games. Maybe this is just the first step of them being bought, and then maybe Gamigo gets bought by somebody else, or they sell off their parts, or whatever they do It could be a house getting flipped over and over and over again. And we've seen this not just with Fallen Earth, we've seen this with All Points Bulletin, which did shutter for a while. It went completely under.
All right.
But somebody bought the rights to it, revamped it, and put it out as APB Reloaded. And then that game went to another publisher, and then that went to another publisher. And for a while there, APB and Fallen Earth were on the same, in the same basically package of games of, this one free-to-play publisher had. And you could
All
go to
right.
their launcher and play either of them. I don't know if they still are or not, but it's like these small game companies just getting bought up or torn apart or whatever, and their assets just fly all over the freaking gaming spectrum. Or they could just go under and be gone. It's entirely possible Gamigo has their own store structure for their games, but maybe they liked the technology that Rift had in their store better, so they just bought up everything so they had rights to use that technology, and they shutter all the games. At this time, we have no idea what's going on. I hope by the time this comes out, we will have heard more. I haven't even seen an actual press statement by Gamigo, other than, hey, they bought them out. They haven't said anything about what they plan to do, or if the games will continue to go on or shutter. Should people be worried or not? Of course, they're probably not going to say anything about that. Oh, guys, don't bother buying anything in that game. We're going to shutter that in 3 months. Don't worry about it. Yeah, they're really going to say that. So I don't know. It's I don't know. It's weird because this is all coming in the I don't know if you heard about the leaks about World of Warcraft.
Sort of.
Well, they said that they sold 3.5 million copies of Battle of Azeroth, their latest
Right.
expansion, right?
Yeah, and they were talking about it's the fastest selling expansion ever.
Yeah, what does that mean anyway? Most of it was sold in pre-orders over a several month period.
I know.
But they can count it as it all just occurred at once, right when it opened? That's stupid.
Yeah.
But see, they say that. But they're saying that to counter off these rumors. Somebody had hacked something or something got released, whatever, I don't know. But some information came out that apparently, when Battle of Azeroth came out, Blizzard only had 3.2 million subscribers.
Okay.
And now, as of the time that the leaks came out a few weeks ago, they were down to 1.7 million.
That hurts.
Yeah, apparently that's right. The way the leaks came in was Blizzard had opened up a developer app so that people could make stuff to draw some information out of the game to like their website or whatever to make more useful tools, right?
Right.
Part of the developer app at that time, though, when it first came out, and apparently it's been stopped since, showed how many active subscribers there were. And you could look back to see previous numbers of active subscribers. So basically, it was right there in your face. On the date that it launched, they had 3.2, even though they sold 3.4 or 3.5 million copies. Apparently, a bunch of people bought the thing and then never bothered to turn on their subscription or decided, you know what, screw it. I played it in the beta and I'm not going to play this and turn their subscription off. That's not a good sign. But then, to drop to 1.7 million. If I had to guess, LOTRO has more than that.
Guild Wars has more than that.
By
Much more than that.
far. Oh my God, it's like I used to joke just a few weeks ago I'd make a comment about how, oh, Trove has more players than WoW. WoW's supposed to have like 12 million. Nope. Maybe two. And if they're bleeding subscribers that fast, the only thing keeping WoW alive is the fact that it belongs in the Blizzard stable. I mean, that's shockingly bad numbers.
Wait a minute. I picked up Diablo 3 not too long ago,
Right.
And I saw a release about how they were crowing about they have like 2.5 million players in Diablo 3.
Good game, I understand that.
So you're saying that Diablo 3 is outperforming World of Warcraft?
This is apparently the case, sir. I know, right?
Oh no. The funny part is when I got it, the Blizzard launcher, Battle.net kept trying to, "Hey, we see that you don't have WoW. Our records show that you used to play WoW. Are you sure you don't want to download it?" And they just started throwing all these, that we'll let you do for this. We'll give you this kind of a credit or this kind of a coupon or this kind of a whatever
Right.
if you come back. No, shut up,
Oh,
leave
I
me
know.
alone.
They are
I don't fucking want it.
begging.
I haven't played since Cataclysm, and I've been very happy to not play it.
I'll probably come back when they launch WoW Classic, just 'cause I want to try that. I want to see if it 'cause I used to I enjoyed the game a
If
lot.
they make the shamans the way they used to be.
Well, no. Unfortunately, it's going to be just like it was in patch 1.12, which was the one just prior to Burning Crusade.
Ugh.
So they screwed up Shaman at patch 1.04 when
I
they
don't
took
know.
away Thunder the way Thunder Fury worked.
The only thing
Or
I
Wind
like,
Fury, I'm sorry, Wind Fury.
the only time I ever had a there was a patch that really helped me out was that one narrow window of like a month and a half where all of a sudden Druid, the cat druid form was the top DPS by far. If you followed the proper rotation, you could smoke anybody.
Right.
And so when we were raiding, I was just stomping the charts.
Didn't last long though,
Nope,
because
they
Hunt.
absolutely destroyed it. I went from top of the pack to almost to the bottom because they way over nerfed it.
Right.
And then eventually, like 4 or 5 months later, they bumped it back up a little bit.
And that's my point, is that Blizzard keeps screwing up WoW. Now, some people say right now they're listening to their play, listening to the players, and they're making changes. Well, that's because they're fucking desperate. But
Dying on the vine, so to
yeah,
speak.
but you've got games like that have plenty of development, lots of money behind it, a huge company that's literally barely scraping by.
Because it's an old game.
But then you've got Trove that is just massive because it doesn't focus on raiding, because it doesn't focus on PvP, because it lets everybody have fun, and it focuses on everybody having something to do. There's literally, I can't think of a single bit of content in Trove I cannot do solo.
Oh no,
It may
you
be
can't.
challenging, but I can do it.
Well, and one of the I guess probably the primary allure to Trove is you can hop in, you can play for half an hour, and then pop right back out.
And you've gotten somewhere.
Ta-da!
Right. And my point is.
Whereas like with World of Warcraft, you're paying a subscription, so you have that feel like you have to play for hours to get any benefit, to see your money's worth.
Yes. And my point, though, is that you've got this game that everybody can enjoy and it's everybody can have a good time with, and it's getting bought out by some unknown developer.
Well,
What in the actual fuck? So it's like, I just.
and what possibly could have been going on is when Tryon they went to make that purchase, they borrowed from the company that bought them out, and they couldn't pay them back because they weren't able to sell off those assets.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so Gamillion came in and just, okay, I want this, I want this, I want this. That's what it sounds like to me. Otherwise, I can see, half a dozen publishing houses that would have fallen over themselves to get Trove. It wouldn't have just gone to some no-name schmuck company.
Well, from what I understand, the only thing that is really bad about Trove is that they built it on an old engine.
Right.
So it's what you can do with it is limited. But here's the thing. You've got a game with 17 million players, a lot of whom are spending money and having fun because they're spending money because they're having fun. What a shock. Now here's the thing. You take the game and all those assets, and you go, oh, look, here's an updated engine. Let's work on converting it over. And then we have so much more we can do with it because it would be worth it. Now, it's possible that Gamigo did that. Maybe they really wanted the assets that Gazillion had, that Tryon Worlds bought. Maybe they decided we want those assets and Trove to pay off the creditor. Maybe they were the creditor themselves, like you said. I don't know. At this point, we haven't heard, and I doubt we ever will. And they decided, you know what? Fine. You can't pay us back. Instead of going under completely, well, we're going to take control of your company, but we're only going to keep these parts. The rest of it, F. We don't need that. We're making big money on our free-to-play stuff. I don't know. It has me worried.
Well, and rightly so.
I mean, I've been
You're
with a fan of Tryon Worlds, thick or thin, except for like a year where I got kind of upset with them.
just a
But
little upset.
just a little, I actually stopped. I had a running subscription with that game. I had been with them since closed beta 2. No, closed beta 1. I was in on the first one in 2010. I'd been playing Rift since all that way back with an active subscription all the way through to stopping it once. Restarted it not that long ago, well, earlier this year, and have had that going again ever since. I've played most of the games they've put out. I paid for Defiance, the original Defiance.
Yeah, don't you feel silly?
Yeah. And then watch them just get basically like a jar being smashed on the ground and having someone just pick through the remnants and go, I want these pieces and the don't worry, sweep up the rest. Throw that in the trash can. That really hurts. And I hate to see all those fine people at that company who built games I really enjoyed just get tossed out. Gamigo could have gone, hey, we're taking over. Keep doing what you're doing, but we expect better results. Make it happen. We're going to cancel these projects and have those people work on these other games to improve them quickly, to bring a profit, or bring them, offer to bring them online at our offices to work on our games. They could have done that. Instead, just decided, nah, we're going to take this, 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 and this. And oh, there's people attached to those things. Shake, 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 shake as they fall off. Yeah, go away. And left 25 people to basically keep the lights on. I'm not sure what those 25 people were doing. But if you remember with Twilight, I'm sorry, Telltale Games, there was 25 people left for that as well. And they were basically just taking care of making sure the breakdown of the company and the shutdown of the company handled was handled in a regular, organized process, so the shareholders were taken care of, so that they were able to get rid of their stock or whatever, get whatever money they were going to get out of it, and then move on. I hope that's not the case here, but it sounds pretty much like it.
Yep.
Oh boy. Anyway, so we squeezed about 30 minutes out of that. Any other thoughts?
No, not really. It just, I don't know. It don't keep your or place all your faith in one company.
Says the man who plays Guild Wars 2 religiously.
Yeah. I didn't say I was smart.
Your wife would probably mirror that thought.
Oh, I'm sure she would. She's mean that way.
Anyway, till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, scormy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.